Well, ladies and gentlemen, at Saturday's March for Our Lives event, the whipping boy ended up being the NRA, or the National Rifle Association. It's as if the NRA or someone within that organization pulled the trigger in Las Vegas, Parkland, Florida, Sandy Hook, or any of the other locations where a shooting has occurred. It's almost as if the only implement used, according to the March speakers on Saturday, in any act of violence, is the AR-15, as it was constantly referenced as well. So, Sam, we know that guns don't kill, people do. We know that cars don't cause accidents, drivers do. And yet, at this march on Saturday, the NRA was the scapegoat. The AR-15 was the weapon of choice that was demeaned and criticized. And, of course, most assume that AR in AR-15 means assault rifle. It does not. It stands for Armalite Rifle, so named for the company that developed the gun. But, Sam, in recent days, I've heard a friend who has become a very strident anti-gun advocate say that the mere appearance of an AR-15, that is, its fearsome look, causes the owner to respond in a way that can lead to violence. So I want to get your take on this. From that ludicrous statement to targeting the NRA to going after the AR-15, all of this, Sam, is just insanity.
Oh, Dave, again, when we talk about intellectually dishonest people, I mean, isn't it amazing thing how if we don't understand the innate sinfulness of each humankind's heart, and that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, meaning we're given to making up things. We're given to blaming our actions on everything under the sun, except for the fact that I made the choice because I made the choice. And that's what comes down right here. Until we as a culture come back to grips that every individual has a choice on every matter of life, what we think, what we say, where we go, what we use our hands to do, our hands to hit somebody, or our hands to play the piano and help somebody, whether we use our feet to kick somebody or use our feet to go and help someone up who's fallen down. All of these things are choices. And until we get back to the point that choices are made, God-given, and our choices have consequences, we either choose right or we choose wrong, Dave, there will be no solution that's workable on any of these matters. So to say that, well, a gun looks threatening, so therefore I'm going to use that thing to hurt somebody. Well, I can see a rock and I can say, oh, that rock will hurt somebody, so I'm going to throw it, or I can take that rock and use it to make a foundation of a house. I can take a ball bat and I can say, oh, that's going to make a good club to hit somebody over the head with, or I can take and use it to hit a ball into the outfield and to do something good. Dave, this is where we've thrown off our ability to think straight. When we throw off God and truth, there's no correction until we come back to say, wait a minute, what does God say? Let's go back to God's word. Let's go back to what the Bible says, because it will tell us about all of these things that are right now unnecessarily confusing. There is clarity to these things, Dave.
There is indeed, Sam, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But I want to comment on that statement made by a friend of mine that the AR-15's fearsome look causes the owner or the shooter to be more prone to potentially commit an act of violence. When I heard that, Sam, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. I mean, this kind of argument is at the very best emotional. It's certainly not logical, but that's where we are. And by the way, the individual that made that statement is also an ordained minister. And so that adds another component, another layer to it.